Welcome to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today we're going to be talking about Next Avengers, Heroes of Tomorrow. In this show, it kind of is going outside of the normal Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is an animated show or animated movie talking about what happens when you get the next generation of superheroes kind of coming along and seeing what they can do. So, did you want to kind of give a recap or just kind of like go over what happened in the movie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, they told us the story of the giant, the pixie, the knight, the king, the spy.
And the soldier, right?
Yeah, and the soldier. And the archer.
And the archer, okay. And so basically, like, the Avengers, which were Black Panther, Hawkeye, Captain America, Iron Man, Vision, which was the ghost, also we forgot the ghost.
There's a lot of people.
And Scarlet Witch and Thor.
Yeah, right. Thor, we forgot Thor.
And so, yeah,
Scarlet Witch.
No, not Scarlet Witch. You're right. It was Black Widow. That's what I meant to say. Good job. Good catch.
Yay.
And so we're talking about just kind of like their children. And so we kind of run into their kids, which is James Rogers, which is the son of Captain America and Black Widow.
Yeah.
And then we got Torin, which is the daughter of Lady Sif and Thor.
Uh-huh.
And then we got Henry Pym Jr., which is Giant Man and Wasp's son. And then we got Azari, which is Storm and Black Panther's son. And then we got Hawkeye, which is Hawkeye's son.
His real name is Francis.
Yes, his real name is Francis. But he's the son of Hawkeye and I think Mockingbird, if I'm not mistaken. I kind of forget if that was the right answer to it or whatnot. But it starts off, they're on a beach, they're going through training missions in which they feel super boring and everything.
Yeah.
And then the Vision shows up.
Yeah, and he's like, hello, children, and then he just falls on the floor.
Right, so he's badly damaged, and they go over and they figure out, okay, so let's try to help him out. Tony comes in to try to help him, and they follow Tony down into the basement, and then that's when they find the Iron
Avengers.
Yeah, they find the Iron Avengers, and those are the replicas of Black Panther, Black Widow,
Thor,
Captain America,
Giant Dude,
Giant Man,
and I keep forgetting her name, so I'm just gonna call her the Pixie.
The Pixie, which is the Wasp. And so, you know, and so they end up launching because Ultron has finally found where they were at, right?
After they launched because of Mr. James Rogers.
Right. Well, I mean, do you blame them? This is the first time they ever got to see their parents and stuff. And so they was kind of just emotional. Even if they were just robot replicas of them, it was the first time they were actually able to see their parents. And so they kind of felt, you know, like it was a real important thing to kind of go and talk to them.
But this is only the first time he'd done it.
Right. And so they go there, the Iron Avengers basically go to try to take on Ultron, and they get curb stomped.
What?
They get curb stomped. They get stomped out because Ultron basically takes them over and then takes control over them and makes them come back to try to fight them.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then Ultron finds out where everybody is, he comes back, and they have to fight against, well, they have to get away at first when Ultron gets there. So they finally get into a jet and they start to fly away. And then Ultron.
The Quinjet.
Yeah, the Quinjet. So Ultron and Iron Man are fighting. And so what do you say out of this fight? What would you give that rating of the fight? Do you think it was a great fight?
It was okay. I mean, I've seen better fights, way better fights. And some fights that I make with my action figures are just as good, but not better.
Okay, so we think that they could have animated a better fight out of it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think so. I think I could.
But they didn't have all of the Avengers, so I understand. So I give that a 5 because they didn't have all that they needed to do that. Because if they had all the other Avengers, then I would have gave that a 3. Because the fight looked a tiny bit weak.
Okay. Well, I think that it was a pretty okay fight. I think that it's interesting because you look at the Iron Man suit and then you look at Ultron. Now, Ultron is made out of vibranium or adamantium, depending on which iteration of it that you're watching.
I don't care.
And so he's like really, really, he's really indestructible. And that's what makes Ultron so scary, because he's an indestructible monster that you just can't. You just can't blow him up or tear him apart or whatever. It's not...
Unless you, like... Because he said that he can always come back together if there's enough parts of him. So the only quickest way to do it is to really take someone big or, like, the Hulk. Destroy Ultron. Then rip him into a whole bunch of pieces and then burn half of them to where there's only a quarter left, because then there's not enough for him to bring himself back.
But if you can't burn them, then how you go? What's gonna happen then?
Then I have predicted the future wrong and right. If I use my opinion to where they're gonna end up in a graveyard.
Okay. So they end up leaving, and so Iron Man ends up losing to Ultron in the fight. Ultron captures Iron Man, takes him back to Ultra City. And so the kids are basically like, all right, let's break out and let's go to Ultra City to get Iron Man back.
Yeah.
They go to Ultra City, and they run into some problems, because Turin was like, basically, like, I'm Thor's daughter, can't nothing hurt me, so I'm going to run up out here, and I'm going to run the fade on all these robots, and then...
They die! Thor has a guard!
Yep, and then the robots promptly start kicking her tail.
Like, really only once. Like, only one thing happened. Like, only one thing happened, and then one... Because she was really indestructible. And then once Thor came, she was like...
Yeah, but she thought that she was indestructible. Then she found out that those machines could hurt her. And that was the first time I think she'd ever been hurt before. So that was kind of like, it killed her confidence. And so I think that was an interesting situation where she had to kind of like go through the story and try to rebuild her confidence, because her confidence had gotten shattered by actually being able to be hurt. Because she thought that, you know, if she was ever in a problem, that Thor was just going to come down and save her. And that's what she thought it was. But I think that that's an interesting kind of concept to kind of look at, because it's like, a lot of times we always think that there are safety nets around us to be able to kind of like make sure that everything's safe, but sometimes we out there by ourselves and we don't have those safety nets, so we got to be smart about what we do and don't jump into, right?
Yeah, because I gave that fight a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a person like that, I mean, seeing what Ultron was capable before I ever saw this movie, I was like, jeez. And then when I saw her do that, and she's barely as old as any of the Avengers, and she got close to beating all them robots. So that was good. And she had no one there to help her, of course, except for when Mr. Francis came along.
Right, and so Hawkeye came along and kind of bailed everybody out. And they recruit him into their group to kind of go and fight.
And he's all like, this whole thing is just messed up. No. No, I ain't doing this.
Mm-hmm. But eventually he joins them, and then they go to try to get Tony away from Ultron. And then they end up ultimately succeeding.
Yes.
And they take one of the robots and run away. And when they run away, who are they going to see?
Mr. Bruce Banner.
Yes, Mr. Bruce Banner, also known as the Incredible Hulk. So they run away to try to find the Hulk because they feel that Hulk is the one that's strong enough to take on Ultron and win, right?
Yeah, and that was surprising because Tony said he was the strongest one. I was like, are you forgetting about the Giants? You, like, told them that story, and that was the only thing they heard besides each other's voices and that stuff.
Wait a second. So you're saying that you think that the giant, that giant man is stronger than Hulk?
Yeah, if his rage is only on his, if it was a scale of 1 to 10, and it was only at a, like, 4, then yeah, he beat him.
Mm-mm. Hulk is strongest there is.
No, he's not. He's not stronger than Vision. Or Superman.
The Hulk would tear Vision in half. Now, Superman versus Hulk, that would be an interesting fight. But I think we'll kind of come back to a, we'll make a special podcast talking about just like fantasy fights that we want to see happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we have all this kind of going on and everything, right?
Yeah.
And so they finally find the Hulk, but the Hulk's like, okay, I want to be peaceful. I don't want to fight. I want to be peaceful and everything.
He's like those yoga people on the ads.
And so then, how do they get Ultron and the Hulk to be in the same spot? What do they do?
Hulk said, no, I'm not going there. Right.
What was their plan?
So James was like, if the Hulk's not going to Ultron, Ultron's going to the Hulk.
And so he was able to kind of call out Ultron by setting off the sensors to make Ultron come to him, right?
Which was, a smart decision and non-smart decision. Okay. Because in the smart way, they got to defeat Ultron. And also, we also got to see the great fight that they had, and yet one of the best fights that I've seen happen in a messed up universe of Marvel, which I've seen that.
It was a pretty good fight at the end when Hulk came out, and he was able to kind of, like, he was fighting Ultron at first, and Ultron was trying to hit him with a bunch of energy beams, and then the Ultron was just realized he couldn't beat the Hulk like that. He had to use these little, which were basically like martial arts strikes to kind of like to restrict movement of the Hulk's limbs and stuff like that, because like that's the only thing that he could do.
In his pressure points.
Yeah, he liked to hit them in the pressure points. So in this fight, we also got to see all the Iron Avengers in action and everything, right? And so we got to see which of the next Avengers was your favorite.
What do you mean by next Avengers? There's like every Avengers is the next Avengers, except for the first Avengers that came out.
Right, but I mean, like, which of the younger, like, the next generation of Avengers, like, which one of those was your favorite one?
I got to say, looking at it right now, I'm going to say, Mr. James.
And why is James your favorite?
Because he's like, he looks like he's the most weakest person on the team. He doesn't have his shield and he's in bed. Just so lazy and stuff. He's like so weak. And then He ended up to actually face Thor's wrath. Well, kinda.
Okay, and my favorite one was Thorin, because I felt that I always liked the Thor characters. like the Asgardians, they're pretty cool. They're really silly and they're really strong at the very same time. And so I thought that she was pretty cool.
Always the only way I see them funny is the way they talk.
Yeah, the way they talk is kind of silly.
Instead, if the store was really a thing on their planet, then they would say, "Ye thou shall we go to the store." or if they say, "You cannot talk, ye shall not talketh."
Probably so. That's silly. Now, when we're talking about the rest of them, when we got Henry Pym Jr., which is able to shrink and grow, so he can do both Giant Man and Wasp specific powers. And then Azari had a mixture of the Black Panther's maneuverability and skills and looks, also mixed in with Storm's electricity ability and everything like that. So what did you think about, so we were talking about the Iron Avengers kind of getting into it. So what did you think about Azari fighting against the Black Panther Iron Avenger? What did you think about that one?
That was the best fight that I saw a kid get into with a robot.
And what was so cool about it?
That Zari was like, "This is just too easy." And then he was like, and then the thing was like, "Nope." And then he just turned into a Black Panther, an actual robot Black Panther. Like, so that was the hard part. But then He was just imagining that thing talk. I think he was. And then, basically, he's like, "You're not the Black Panther. I am." And then that's when Storm's power came to use.
Right, and he made a big, giant electric panther over himself, right?
Yes. Now, that part, that's why, if I had no idea and I only knew two people in the Marvel Universe, and it would be Thor and Storm, then obviously they had to be a couple.
And yeah, okay.
Because, you see, they both have electric powers, but then there wouldn't be a lot to happen, and they both basically kind of control the weather. So, yeah. So, that would be one of the worst combinations ever.
Okay. And I also kind of like, so we always, so out of 0 to 5, what would you get a movie?
I give it a 5.
Okay, and why do you say 5?
Because it's, everything's just so promising. So promising. And then it's like, nope, I'm not going to do stuff. And then they end up doing it. And then the actual MVP actually does not do more. He does less than what everyone else does and still earns the title.
Okay, I would give it a 3.5. I thought it was a solid movie, but I didn't think it was great. I think it could have been fleshed out a little bit more, but I think it was okay. So I don't hate it, but it's not at my top tier of movies. It's not the top. It's not the tippy top and everything.
But the unexpected turns.
Yeah, it was a lot of unexpected turns. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, like the first one, we wouldn't think of James starting out being so mean and stuff. So that wasn't really an unexpected turn. But then when him and Torn got in a fight, now that was actually pretty boring. But how his shield could barely stand two walls crushing together.
Right.
But it can stand her sword.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was kind of a big
thing. I'm starting to think that the comics are in movies now.
Okay. So, let's talk about the relation to movies, like, as we're wrapping this situation up. So, we always talk about costumes. So, who had the best uniform costume outfit in this?
That's the big problem. I got, like, three favorites.
Okay, so who are your favorites?
Torrens, and it was, her first suit, and James' second suit, the one that he got in after he got out of bed, and that was the Hawkeye suit.
Okay. Those are pretty cool. I go with Torrin's suit after she came back from Asgard, where she had the golden helmet and all that stuff. That was super awesome.
After she died.
Well, she didn't die. She's an Asgardian, so we know she's all right. But so we got the rating, we got the suits and everything. So now let's do a parallel. Do we think that the Hulk in this show, in this movie, Hulk could beat Marvel Universe in the movies, Marvel Cinematic Universe Hulk? Who do you think wins?
So this Hulk and the Hulk that we've seen
in Infinity War. So Hulk in Infinity War, but Hulk in the other movies versus this Hulk. Who do you think wins?
I think the less hairy version.
So you think Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe beats him?
Yeah. Because him just taking out Ultron like that, we need more evidence that. Because...
But I mean, Ultron is made out of vibranium and adamantium. You can't destroy it. And the Hulk in this movie literally just rips him apart.
Because... I can see Hulk doing that if, and there's an easy way to stop Ultron. It is easy. You need to get him pinned down to the ground, to like at a station to where he can't fly. And then you need to take out his weapon sources.
Right. But that's the problem also, because he's indestructible. You can't take out the weapon sources.
Because you know how Iron Man has that little circle thing?
He has the thrusters, but that's the same thing with Ultron. Like, you can't destroy it. And so even if he has the little holes, the best you can do is try to clog it up.
My uncle... Hulk would still win.
Okay. I think he's pretty strong.
But then, you see, then that would mean that, but the only way the Marvel Cinematic
Universe
Hulk would win is if they fight for a super long time, and then they're like, you know what? I'm not gonna do this, and I'm not going back to Bruce Banner form. So he's just gonna be like, and I think that's where the Red Hulk comes from.
Okay, well, we'll discuss Red Hulk in a future episode. So we're going to wrap this episode up. So I think we had covered it pretty well. Latest announcements, we have new t-shirts that we put in our shop. So we're going to put the shop address in the show notes. So if you wanted to pick up one of the t-shirts designed by, or at least at the very least conceptualized by, Trevor himself, we're going to have those available. You can order you one.
And the price is...
And so we're going to have those ready for you guys, and you guys going to have to be able to, and we're going to add stuff as we kind of go along. We come up with different ideas, we'll add stuff to it. So let's wrap this up. This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trevor, and I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And we'll see you next time.